She's so excited. It's her last day, you guys. Last day. It's a big day. Big day.
I don't know if it's like, if it feels like the last day, maybe that's why I'm not like sad or anything. I'm not feeling particularly wistful, or I just don't feel anything yet because it feels like such a normal day so far.
For me, I wasn't sad until like a week or two later, and then it hits you and you're like, oh crap, I'm not going to do radio anymore. Yeah. Then you're at home. You're like, oh God. And you kind of, at least that's how it was for me. And then I had like a little bit of a 2 week mourning period, and then I was fine.
Really? Okay. Well, then you're going to have to get ready for my mourning period.
That's fine. You just listen. And for me, it was just like a little bit of a, I don't know. We're going to talk about Nutrisystem, but for me, it was like tacos and barbecue help soothe the pain. And then I was okay, which is why we have Nutrisystem now. Right?
I do have an email. We've gotten actually quite a number of emails from people who are on this Nutrisystem journey. You know how
it's
much I
hate journey. It's a journey, you guys. It's a journey.
But there are people that have joined in. And one of those people is actually, she was already doing Nutrisystem. This is Bernice Bowers.
Really?
Who wrote, hey, chicks. And she wrote this when we first started talking about Nutrisystem. Bernice Bowers writes, hey, chicks, listening to today's episode on Rumble. Love you both. So I'm doing all the things. Genucel, tons of my pillow stuff, Nutrisystem. I'm doing Nutrisystem for the third time. I love it. It's a great way to reset, which is like what you're doing.
Yeah.
She says, I've lost 7 pounds in my first week. I don't think
that's amazing.
That result this week.
Donuts.
All the treats.
Because donuts, yeah.
I've not been particularly good with it. She said, I also won $100 for joining it with my husband as a partner plan. It's also a great idea with all of the grocery shortages, which I thought that is an excellent point.
It is a great point.
The basic plan, I mean, you get like a month of food for $300, which is nothing when you compare it to groceries.
Oh my God, it's so much cheaper, actually.
Yeah.
Regular grocery shopping, yeah.
She says, I need the energy to keep up with my one-year-old grandson, Christopher, and four-month-old Shorky puppy, Bear. Thank you for your fun messages and for keeping it real. So I'm glad that she is one of the success stories for Nutrisystem. And you guys, you can be a success story. You can get on this journey with us. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks and get 50% off. You can see all the details for the 2 month subscription offer at the website, Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
Just as a side, my favorite, because I'm not really good about breakfast and lunch, but I like their dinners. I like their skillet dinners. That's my favorite. So that's like my jam.
I had a cinnamon roll for breakfast this morning and I was quite fond of it. Thank you very much.
So good.
You guys, I saw when I was looking at the news this morning is that BLM, they're in for an audit. Now, I don't know how that's going to work because the big storyline is essentially no one is accounting for $60 million worth of donations. Remember Patrice Culler left, right? Because of all the hullabaloo about her like 9 homes or whatever. And so they named 2 different women to step up to become like the executive co-leaders.
And they're like, right? I don't know. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're basically saying, well, we never came to terms on what our job responsibilities were going to do. So we never took over. So when they were asked to the organization was sent a request for like a specific tax form, which shows here's how all the donations were handled, that somebody responded and said, we don't have an office and we don't have that. Sorry, we can't tell you where $60 million is.
Can you even, I mean, it's like, and all the people who put all that crap all over their social media and they're like, I stand with BLM. It's like all those white suburban moms that I know, that, you know, from high school, that put all that stuff on their Facebook pages, you know, it was the summer of, you know, 2020. And they were like, I stand with BLM, I'm going to give them money. And they did. I mean, I wonder how they feel about that right now. How they feel about their money.
Well, they should feel played. They should feel totally played.
Now it's crickets. It's just crickets. I mean, do you feel good about paying for homes for these broads? Because that's exactly what you did. You bought these extravagant.
Richer. That's all you did.
Socialist. You made socialists rich. This is what you did. Congratulations. Because you did nothing to help Black people. Nothing.
Mm-mm, not a thing. Congratulations. And you know how I know? Because BLM is like, we don't know how that money got spent.
Right.
It's just gone. It's just not accountable. Sorry, you guys. Mm-hmm. Just gone. Sorry.
Idiots. People are idiots, man. Idiot.
Oh my God. I also have a funny little clip to play you from Jesse Waters' show last night. If you saw this earlier in the week, there's this trans person who is clearly a man, but calls himself a woman. And this person was on Jesse Waters as part representing the like non-work movement. These are a group of people who think everybody like is way too worky-worky now, and they just don't believe that everybody should work so hard. We should all just make money by it falling from the sky, I guess. So a couple of days ago, Jesse Waters interviews this guy, and he's just an idiot. And Jesse makes him look like an idiot, and it's a terrible interview. So terrible, in fact, that Jesse's about to tell you what happened.
A lot of you guys have been texting me about the 30-year-old dog walker I interviewed on Tuesday. Remember this? How many hours is you know, a solid work day in your ideal society?
Sure. I mean, I think as much as people want. I mean, I personally work. I have like a 20, 25-hour work weeks, which I think is fairly good. So I would like less work hours.
And what do you do, Doreen?
I'm a dog walker.
Well, the anti-work movement, not happy about that interview. So they fired Doreen Ford, saying, quote, "We can't afford to half-ass our opportunities to spread our message. We need someone who's prepared to deliver convincing talking points eloquently to a hostile audience." Me? Hostile? Someone who is trained, passionate, and has plenty of energy. All right, well, I'm sorry to see that Doreen is no longer doing that, and I guess maybe she now has more time on her hands. That's what she wanted.
I mean, it's precisely, I mean, I was just going to say, that's exactly what she wanted, right? Is to not work. So, you know.
It all worked out.
It all, yay, mission accomplished. Yay.
I mean, what complete morons these people are.
You don't want to work? It's like, this is what they want, is they want all of us to not work. Hell, what? These are adults? What in the hell?
Also, okay, two more videos. One, I completely forgot that Gretchen Carlson was a person, but
me too, except for you and I saw something come up in my Facebook memories. This was, I don't know, from like 2000, I don't know, the first time you and I went to New York City. Remember we went to Fox Studios and we met, think we met Todd Starnes, like for the very first time. And there was a mural on the wall that was Gretchen Carlson. I don't know if you remember all the murals on the wall.
Do you remember?
Yes. And we just randomly had our picture taken in the hallway, and they had all these funky murals, and one of the murals was Gretchen Carlson behind us. And so yesterday I saw that memory pop up, which is really weird. We're talking about Gretchen Carlson today, but I was like, oh, that mural is Gretchen Carlson. I remember her. Whatever happened to her? And here we are talking about her today. It's very strange.
She, you know, there was the whole hullabaloo when she took over one of the pageants, like Miss America or Miss Universe. I forget. It doesn't matter.
It's sexist.
Yeah, it was all sexist. And I just need to be honest. I have never been a Gretchen Carlson fan. I've always found her so plastic and phony and not a real human. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously she's a real human. But like, I've just never felt.
Is she?
I've just never felt any genuineness from her. I just don't like her. And that is just a personal thing. You may love her and that is completely fine. But she has now decided that it's time to rip more on Fox. Now, obviously, she left Fox under very contentious circumstances. I don't even remember all the people she accused of sexually harassing this and that, whatever. So she left and she got piles and piles of money. And then now she's apparently going on shows like Jim Acosta's to bitch, not just about Fox, but also Fox's viewers.
Totally. And there have been these bizarre moments when we've seen top Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz groveling on Tucker's show. I mean, did you ever think that day would come?
No. And, you know, I think that this is very upsetting to Republicans also, to be quite honest. I mean, I wish more of them would have the courage to do what I did, quite honestly, and come forward and take on a behemoth. But listen, for the safety of the Republican Party and for our democracy, I wish more would, because this is not going to end well in my mind. It's really hard to change people's opinions because they're only watching what they want to hear. You know, and that's the other problem that we have in society with the media right now, is that we're so siloed into only watching what we agree with. And so every day that thought process just gets reinforced time after time. I mean, there are some people, Jim, who actually, when I'm walking through the airport, still think that I work at Fox News.
Wow.
Because they watch only Fox News, and they never covered my story there, obviously. And so, you know, that's what they see and what they hear. Now,
I can't with her. That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all. If you watch Fox News, you know damn well that she's not on it.
Right. So she's like, we watch so much Fox that they think I still work there.
That doesn't make any sense at all. If you watch Fox, I actually just saw her and I went, wow, she looks really different. Gretch. No.
You just need to stop.
And it's not a good look to go on Jim Acosta's show.
Exactly. God, I just cannot with her. All right. Quick reminder about Jenny Sly. I have an email from Pam Corbin. She wrote this at the very end of December and she said, I am so excited. I just had to whip off a quick email to you guys. I took the plunge today and I ordered from Genucel. I got their most popular package and I got the Cristals, which is their amazing microdermabrasion thing.
The scrubby scrub.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing you talk about it for so long now, I just had to do it. The fact that I'm 70 will probably impact the result I have, but what can I say? Suppose it's never too late, and it's not. You're gonna see results.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you gals do. I love watching you. I do keep forgetting to watch Stinchfield. Blue Bloods is on at the same time, and I have to get my Tom Selleck fix.
I love that so much. Oh my God. He is hot. I mean, I'll give you that. He is
hot. Oh my God, I love that so much. Love that. You guys, the most popular package is the most popular for a reason, and it is definitely the one to check out if you want to try Genucel. You can do that at lovegenucel.com/chicks. Save over 60% on that package, and it comes with that revitalizing night repair cream free, and shipping is free.
I love how Tom Selleck trumps us. I do. I love that.
Well, I mean, that's only fair.
I get it. I totally get it. I do.
What else did I want to tell you? Oh, so big courtroom drama with Michael Avenatti, who is now representing himself in court.
My God. Yes.
Did you see all that stuff?
I didn't see it, but I was like reading about it and like the Stormy and the him and the what?
And the doll? Did you read about the doll?
What is the doll thing? What's going on with the psychic and the doll? Oh my God, things are flying. The psychic and the, what is this? What's happening? What's going on?
So she does like a show. I don't know exactly like what
she's
channel
a psychic.
Or where.
Stormy the porn star is now a psychic.
And I don't even remember the name of the show. Do you? What was it? Like it's Stormy.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's a psychic now, you guys. She's a psychic. Or she claims a psychic.
There's a doll named Susan who also has its own Instagram page, apparently.
Creepy AF.
I don't like dolls. Creepy.
I don't either.
I don't like dolls.
I have a little girl. I don't like dolls. I don't like
So this doll, apparently, the body of some girl that died in like the 1960s inhabits this doll, and this doll talks to people, and Stormy talks to the doll. And so Avenatti decided not only to represent himself, but he then tried to use the fact that she talks to this doll as a way to discredit her case against him, which means everybody in this case is completely insane. She's got all the receipts of their text messages and how he stole from her. It's so blatant. So him trying to say, well, you talk to dolls. I'm sorry, Michael Avenatti. That is not going to get you out of this.
This is just the craziest circus of batshittery ever. It's just like, I saw that and I was like, what is even, this is so the 2020s, right? I mean, we have just reached full crazy.
God, I hope so. What if we haven't, you guys? What if we haven't?
What if there's more crazy?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can't.
Yeah. Well, listen. Doctors are already like. I know this wasn't in the lineup, but I don't think it's in the lineup. But doctors were saying, okay, well, Omicron, we're starting to go like this, but there's another one coming.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying, and I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. No. We are opting out of all future variants. Sorry. I do have a little palate cleanser for everyone. By the way, I know that the executive producer here and Rob and like everybody reached out to like every possible person they could figure out to reach out to on DeSantis's team to try to get him to call in today.
It's not happening. My God.
He's utterly unavailable. And you know what sucks is that I even reached out to Christina Pushaw, his spokesperson, who we had on our show. And I was like, listen, it'd be really cool if he left a voicemail. I'm just saying, like, of all people that could make that happen, it would be you. She just totally ignored me. So. Oh,
my God. Really?
It's just not happening.
That kind of sucks.
Well, it's one more example of like us doing things, trying to bring publicity to other people.
And then them never calling back.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is the story of our lives.
We get dated a lot, but we never get married, man.
Or they just never bring us home to their mothers. You know what I mean? Like they will. We are serial daters, and then they're like, "We like it." Listen, it's fine to take you out to the bowling alley, but we're never going to bring you home to see our moms. I don't understand that because we are delightful.
We are delightful. I mean, I really feel like we are. And I thought our interview with her went really, really well.
Maybe it's because we're a twosome and that's inappropriate.
Maybe. But you know what? Whether he ever calls or not, whether we ever meet him or not, it doesn't matter. He's still the best leader in the country right now, and there's no getting around it. So what I love about him is that he says things in a way that are snarky and right, but he also isn't like nasty about it. And so in this particular clip, you're going to hear him utterly rip on what a big fat liar Jen Psaki is, which is my favorite.
The White House press secretary, you know, stands in front of that podium and lies through her teeth every single day, and usually about the state of Florida. The other day she said, Florida hasn't done enough to get schools open. Are you kidding me? I remember them criticizing me when we did this almost 2 years ago. We were the only big state to have every school district open for in person. And we did that way before Biden was even president. We didn't need the Biden stimulus money for that. We did it. We opened them. And yet they're saying Florida didn't do it. And you look right now, all the school closures across the country, you don't see that happening here like you do there, and yet that's what they do. And so recently she said that the monoclonals do not work, definitively do not work against Omicron, and they have really bad side effects. That's what she said.
I just love him. Yeah. I just love it.
I think that's one of the big points that's, you know, being lost here, is that they are not dependent on the federal government. Like, he's like, screw you, I don't need your money, I'm handling things just fine. And that pisses the Biden administration off, because in essence, that's a Democrat ideology, right? Democrats want you suckling off their teat. They want that. And when you go, no thanks, we're good on our own, we're handling things great, and we understand how things work, and we can take care of our own, they're like, well, crap, you're not dependent on us? That sucks, because we need you dependent on us. And he is like living proof that you don't, he's conservative. He is conservative. He's doing it the conservative way. And they hate that. They hate it. I love it.
I love it too. I love it too. Even if he never calls me, I still love it. So one of the things that we were supposed to talk about on Grant Stinchfield's show the other night, we never got a chance to because of the whole Supreme Court hullabaloo, is the fact that Stella McCartney has designed a new pantsuit for Minnie Mouse. All the late night talk show hosts are making fun of conservatives for talking about this, while conservatives are making fun of the left and of Disney for even thinking to do something like this in the first place. Like, it's all so dumb.
Right.
All of it is so dumb. And so I don't know if you guys have seen the pantsuit. The fact that there's an actual fashion designer who's designing drawings for a cartoon, and
it's
then
dumb.
Like, what are we, Can we just focus on the fact that Donald Duck doesn't even have pants?
Right, that. And you know what? Like, here's another thing. Is Stella McCartney. Could we not at least get an American designer to ruin Minnie Mouse? There's a thought. Like, I mean, there's plenty of American designers. What? And this is, it's Disney. Disney is like an American institution. They picked a freaking British designer to ruin her? Like, what the hell? What is that?
I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening at all. Uh-huh. It's the last Mock and Rob show ever today on WIBC. You can check it out at WIBC.com from 9 to noon. And I know for a fact that we are going to replay the very famous Eddie, Are You Walking segment from back when Casey was on the radio.
Eddie, are you so walking?
If you've never heard it, you do not want to miss it. It is the best radio in the history of radio, hands down. And I'm sorry, I know I'm biased, but it just is. It just is.
Oh my God, we had so many good times. It'll be a great show. I'm going to try to listen as much as I can today. Everybody should try to tune in. It's give them the times. Everybody knows when the time is. Eastern.
Nine to noon Eastern. And it's WIBC.com. And if you're here in Indianapolis, it's 93 WIBC on your FM dial.
Yeah, it'll be a fun show. It'll be a fun show. Have fun. Make a memory. And I love you. And I can't wait for next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. And tell your hubby I said hello to.
I will.
Make sure they get you properly drunk. So.
Okay.
All right. Bye, bye. Oh, gotta bring it in. Yeah. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in.
Last hug in. From big this hug. Room.
Big hug. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Huh? Oh no.
Sorry. On Monday. We'll talk to you Monday. We'll talk to you Monday. All right.
Bye. Bye.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.